time and memory. Wednesday evening, the 6th of August 1952, at 6:45 p.m. Idling along Sparhawk Street, a reluctant walk to choir practice, with any excuse for delay. The evening sun warms a cream bloom, a single gleam on a grey-leaved wallflower, anchored halfway up the ruined gable end. The nearby brewery's malty smell of mashing teases open the young boy's lips, as time is locked by St. Mary's clock. His first abstract thought: can this moment be remembered, recalled at will, even until death? Over 60 years later, the pale bloom beckons and the lips part.